All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
I got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Hello, greetings from beautiful California.
Was your flight okay?
My flight was good. How was your flight?
My flight was excellent.
Yeah?
I had first class service the entire way.
I just can't even keep the joke up.
No.
We're not in San Diego.
No.
We're not going to be in San Diego.
You know, a couple people were like, oh, you're not going to San Diego. Are you bummed out? And I was like,
yep.
No, we're really not.
We didn't bum out, man. We bought in. I
hate to say it because I don't want to sound like too cool for the room kid, but I'm kind of done with San Diego. I think in a couple years I'll go.
Yeah, yeah.
Rekindle that flame
right.
For right now.
We went for a bunch of years in a row,
yeah.
7-8 years in a row. At least that's what I went,
yeah.
Like 7-8 years in a row or something like that. And, you know, it's a great experience. I think it's like Mecca. You need to go at least once.
Of course.
You know, like you make your pilgrimage. You need
right.
to do that. But other than that, it's sweaty. It's loud. You can't move.
The last time I went, it cost me $1,000 or just over $1,000 just in airfare.
Right.
And that didn't include hotel.
Right.
Food. Exclusives.
We ate some garbage.
UPS.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, like, those costs add up.
You know, like, I think the trip probably ended up costing me like $2,500 when all was said and done.
Wow.
I don't got that.
I hear you. Got that kid, that's why.
Word.
Kid sucking the life out of your wallet.
I don't know. I'm just kind of done with San Diego for right now.
You know what? And I said that this year, you know, I had the opportunity. Of course, we were invited to go to San Diego.
Of course, we always have the opportunity.
And we politely declined the opportunity. But I am going to Celebration.
You are going to Celebration?
In Florida, and that's in a couple of weeks.
Sure.
So that week, there I will not be here for the episode.
Lovely.
But yeah, I had a great time. The last time Celebration was 2 years ago.
Right.
I had an awesome time, so I'm really looking forward to going and having an awesome time again.
Most excellent.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
What's tonight's episode called?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
No, we have to do
guess
that.
Where we're not.
Right. San Diego.
Right. Exactly. That's the answer.
Guess where we are.
The episode title, Studio Q.
New Jersey.
That would be an easy guess.
It's also hot here.
Yep, not too darn hot, though.
Not too darn hot, though. No, that's actually considerably.
It's okay.
Anyway.
It's doable.
Anyway, I should say before we actually move on to the first part of the show, obviously we did not have a show last week to the holiday. Well,
that wasn't our fault.
No. But we did have a little, we did have a super game stuff that went up in our absence.
Super game
stuff.
So
you had a little bit to kind of hold you over.
Gotcha.
So thanks to Coke Logic, of course, for doing that. And of course, now we can do this.
Oh.
All right, we can do this now, right?
Yeah.
You want to just go into the big one?
Or yeah,
you want to like build up to the big one?
Let's just get it going.
Marvel Now. The pop cap. The squirt gun.
This is the keeping up with the Joneses move by Marvel, right? With DC is the Joneses, I
there
guess.
There are so many people comparing this to the DC relaunch.
Uh-huh.
And to them, I say bully.
Okay, it is a relaunch.
But so not that, really, though.
Okay, so well, why don't you explain what's going to happen?
So starting in October, which I think was the same time of year. Is that correct? Marvel is going to have one new book a month, right?
But they're
or
canceling.
Every week, I'm sorry. One new book a week. We'll get to the cancellations.
They've canceled all their titles.
They've canceled a bunch of titles.
I thought it was all.
No.
Okay.
The ones that are confirmed are Captain America, The Mighty Thor, Incredible Hulk, Invincible Iron Man, Fantastic Four, FF. Are those two separate books?
Two separate books.
Okay. Uncanny X-Men, New Mutants, and X-Men Legacy are all ending in October.
Woohoo!
Okay. And then.
I read four of those books, or
but,
three of them.
Cap, Thor, and Iron Man have all have confirmed new number ones. Okay.
Again for Captain America? That's awesome.
Again for Captain
Just
America.
Like DC when they did like the Dark Knight, Batman the Dark Knight book had like so few issues and then they restarted it again when they relaunched. It's so stupid.
Right. And so it's a new book every week starting in October through February of 2013. The three they've announced so far. Other than Cap, Thor, and Iron Man.
Every week until February,
that's what it
starting
says.
In October?
We'll see one new title come out every week starting in October of this year, continuing all the way through February of 2013.
October,
that's
November,
a whole
December,
lot of new books.
January, February is 5 months.
So
for 20 titles.
Well, DC had 52, so
okay.
I guess it's less than DC.
It wasn't really 52. Was it?
Yeah, it was 52.
Oh, okay.
It was 52
All right.
new titles.
Okay.
So it's a third or just under a third of
okay.
what DC had. The three that we know so far for sure are Avengers, Uncanny Avengers, and All New X-Men. Those are the three titles we have confirmed.
I'm out.
They're calling it a relaunch, but what I find odd, unless I'm mistaken, now I tried to look today to see if there were updates, because this was announced at the end of last week. This was like the third that they made this announcement, right before the holiday, which a lot of people found surprising.
No, it's not surprising. It's a bullshit move, because they knew they were going to get flack for it, but no one cares because right. it's July 4th.
I mean, it also helped that it was in that week's issue of Entertainment Weekly, the Comic-Con issue, so that probably had something
right.
to do with it. What I didn't see, and again, if I'm missing it, please feel free to call and let us know. But
425-920-6050.
What about all the other titles?
Gone.
But I don't have confirmation that those titles have been canceled.
I was told.
What
by
about you, all the Punisher titles, the Spider-Man titles?
I have heard
all the other miscellaneous titles.
I'm telling you what I've heard. Here's what I've heard.
Okay.
All Marvel's titles were canceled. They're starting one a week. In October.
Okay, see, I didn't hear all.
That's
so
what I heard.
That could be possible.
That was one of our esteemed retailer friends.
Okay. I'm not denying it, Retailer X.
Retailer X, very good.
I'm not denying it. I just didn't see that for
okay.
sure. So
That's
the three
great.
New titles are a bit lackadaisical, in my personal opinion. The one thing most people seem to be most excited about is the return of Jean Grey, only it's not really the return of Jean Grey. Because what book is that? Is that Uncanny Avengers?
All New X-Men.
Oh, is it All New X-Men?
Uncanny Avengers.
Where the original X-Men travel forward to the future.
Yeah, I heard something about this.
And encounter current X-Men.
Something.
Jean Grey is not in current X-Men, so it's not really the return of current Jean Grey. It's the time traveling.
Yeah, because time traveling has always worked out.
Thanks, Chris Claremont. So
thanks, Doc Brown.
That's the That's the big story. I mean, I suspect we're going to hear more about this. And well, look, this is everything great. We talk about.
This is awesome.
We're going to hear more about this next week after San Diego. So that's kind of where you have to go with
this. Hey, listen, this is awesome because this just puts yet another nail in comic book coffin.
Sure.
Because all of us who are like our age, who have been reading comics forever, continuity in books with hundreds of issues.
Right.
Are now, like, this is, you know, OG, you've been looking for the opportunity for me to, you know, for me to make the break.
Right.
Congratulations, it's arrived.
Well.
With the exception of Cap, and if Daredevil comes back in a form I can palate, I'm not going to read another new X-Men book. If it doesn't say Uncanny or Legacy on it, I'm out.
Now, let me just throw this out there. Because we said this, a lot of us said this about DC. But a lot of us are reading DC books, myself included, and some of them I really enjoy.
Yeah.
I was very, I'm not reading DC anymore. I was that guy for a little bit. So I'm just, you know, who knows? I'm not saying I'm picking up all 20 titles, much like I did not pick up all 52 or however many titles there are confirmed. I'll probably check out a few. It'll depend on what titles they are. I don't, you know, I'd love to, again, I've been reading Amazing Spider-Man. So if there's a Spider-Man relaunch and there's maybe one book and not 70, I might check that out. I don't know about Avengers, probably not. Maybe an X book, but I'm gonna try to be, after the DC scenario, I'm gonna try to be a little less stabby.
Cap, Daredevil, possibly an Uncanny book if there is one, and I'm out. That's it.
All right. Well, since we're talking about Marvel.
Uh-huh.
This has nothing really to do with Marvel, but we'll bring it up anyway. Actually, we could do a Marvel
story
first.
Nice segue.
We could do a Marvel story first.
Silly rabbit, segues are for kids.
Item 47. You heard about this?
No.
This is the Marvel short.
But it's been canceled.
It has not been canceled. This is the Marvel short that will be on the Avengers Blu-ray.
Okay.
It's like an extra story.
Ooh.
And it involves, it's a Bonnie and Clyde type story. It involves a couple that ends up with, I believe it's one of the guns from the aliens.
Okay.
And they kind of go on a robbery spree using the alien technology. And it's kind of like a S.H.I.E.L.D. side story. I think it's just kind of like a little fun story. It could be good. We'll see. It could be stupid. We'll see. I don't know. If it enriches the Marvel universe that already exists, then... In the films, then kudos.
Cool.
Michael Fassbender. Let's throw this out there real quick. We like Michael Fassbender.
I do.
He was excellent as Magneto.
He was.
I didn't see Prometheus, but...
I loved him in Prometheus.
I heard he was good in Prometheus.
He was good.
Michael Fassbender will be starring in and will have producer credits on an adaptation of Assassin's Creed for film. But no one knows what. The first one, the second one, the upcoming third one.
I hope it's the third one.
Which is the
Revolutionary War one. Yeah.
Or something entirely new.
Okay.
So I think that's kind of interesting. I think Assassin's Creed, probably out of a lot of games that have the potential to get a film.
Right.
Assassin's Creed seems to me like one of the best.
Very linear.
It's got a really good sci-fi storyline.
Right.
You know, behind it. And I think it's a good target for an adaptation. Yep. I think Michael Fassbender clearly is
perfect.
Is excellent.
Yeah. Great.
So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
Okay.
That was it. Look, there's a lot.
I guess their first choice wasn't available.
Who's their first choice?
Andy Samberg.
Yeah. No. Why would Andy Samberg?
I don't know.
Ew.
That's what I heard.
No, Michael Fassbender wanted to do it. That's why he's getting producer credits on it.
I'm just telling you what I heard.
Look, there's a ton of other stuff that's going to come out of San Diego in the next couple of days. There's an Avengers panel.
Mostly shit will come out.
You know what else we could bring up? We've mentioned it before, but there's going to be a Firefly reunion panel at this year's San Diego. And I think they just announced today that the Science Channel is also filming... And I think it's at San Diego and after San Diego, they're filming like a 10-year retrospective for Science Channel.
Nice.
Because it's the 10-year anniversary. That's why they're doing the panel for Firefly. The one thing that I think will be different between the panel and the retrospective is that I think everybody will be involved in the retrospective. Because I think at the panel, it's only Nathan Fillion, Alan Tudyk, Joss Whedon, Tim Minear, who's one of the writers/producers, Sean Marr, and Summer Glau. So Jewel State is not going to be there. Ron Glass is not going to be there.
Marina
Bakarin. Adam Baldwin, Marina Bakarin.
Ron Glass's character is dead. Why is Alan Tudyk going to be there?
Because it's a panel about the show, dummy.
Dead.
Anyway, so look, next week will be a very heavy episode, I'm sure. Because we're going to talk about everything that went on at San Diego. Leading up to San Diego, what are we going to talk about? The speculation that's going
to
come out.
Leading up to San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's speculation about Iron Man 3. Because that Iron Man 3 promo artwork came out showing Tony Stark kind of like summoning the we all know that's the extremist storyline, so that's not a shock. The Ant-Man, that's probably gonna come out as well. Who cares? I mean, it's who cares. Well, no, but you know what I mean. It's
who's gonna play Ant-Man?
It's futile.
This kind of stuff could be released at San Diego. OG,
to me, it's futile to talk about the stuff that they're gonna talk about at San Diego.
Did you hear who they're looking at for Ant-Man?
No, who are they looking at?
Andy Samberg.
is this like a thing?
I'm just telling you what heard.
Did you meet him or something over the weekend?
Did you like, you don't read Andy Samberg news?
No, I don't read Andy Samberg
news. Andy Samberg like rumors and, you know.
I don't.
Oh, you should.
Are you obsessed with him or what am I missing?
I'm just saying this is what I've heard.
Okay.
Just saying.
Ghostbusters 3 got another new writer. Maybe this time Bill Murray will approve.
Doubt it.
So
when you send a script back shredded with a note attached that says no one wants to see three old guys running around chasing ghosts, I don't think that movie's getting made.
I'd rather do Zombieland 2. Is that he wrote that on the cover?
I don't believe he wrote that. No,
he might have.
I didn't hear that part. The other part I've heard from multiple sources.
But, you know, we're throwing stuff out
I
there.
Said he was in, you know, he was one of the people they're looking at.
Oh, I see.
According to rumor.
I see.
AndySambergRumors.com.
Is this like a thing? Is this like a Chuck Norris thing?
What do you mean?
What is this obsession of yours?
There's no obsession.
There must
be an obsession. I'm bringing
the news. There has to be an obsession.
I'm bringing the news.
Ghost Rider 3, are they going to announce that at San Diego Comic Con?
God help us. The Ghost Rider 2, yeah, it did come out, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, it came and went.
Wow. Maybe the third one will be, you know, third time's the charm.
Like a flash in the night. All those people, let's talk about this real quick. All those people who said Spider-Man was going to beat Avengers box office-wise,
yep.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Nope. Spider-Man sucked out bad.
A lot of people like it. A lot of people are giving it praise.
A lot of people.
And a lot of people hated it.
A lot of people liked Ghost Rider enough to make a sequel.
Well, I think more people liked Spider-Man than they did Ghost Rider. But that being said.
Yeah, you drag a kid to anything.
Next week, lots of information post-San Diego Comic-Con.
Very true.
This week, first break.
And OG, we will take that break and we'll be right back on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 254. Guess where we're not.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
Hey, Big Kev. It's Kerry Kong from Toronto. One of my friends said that she saw from her balcony a scene that was being shot of Captain America fighting a person that she thought was Batman, but we figured out that it's probably going to be Black Panther. But after Googling and trying to find any information about all this, can't find anything. Just want to see what your take is this, and thanks.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 254. Guess where we aren't?
A.
That is Canadian. Well, first off.
So let's just.
Was it Gary or Carrie?
Gary or Carrie? What?
The voicemail.
I don't know. Guy from Canada.
First of all, your voicemail almost got deleted.
Why?
Because it was like, you know, what about me? Like, I'm Chop Liver. Hey, Big Kev. You know, I'm here too. I co-host this show.
It's true.
Just saying.
OG's feeling a little lonely, folks.
I'm feeling hurt by Toronto.
If you'd like to cheer up, OG, give our GVM line a call.
425-920-6050.
Or you can drop him an email at geekstuffog@gmail.com.
That's right.
And make sure that you open those emails with, hey, Kev.
To get deleted. Let's address his voicemail.
Yeah, and the simple answer is...
No idea what you're talking
about.
No
one is filming anything now.
Iron Man 2 is doing, like, principles, nothing major.
Right.
Cap 2 is not filming yet.
Right.
Avengers 2 doesn't have a script or anything
even close.
Yet.
Right.
And there's been still no confirmation on a Black Panther movie.
So the best that we can offer you is that this is probably either some sort of promotional thing that Marvel's doing for
right.
something else. You know, they always have these little things. You know, it could be, like, for the toy line.
Sure.
You know, it could be anything. It also could be a fan film.
Right.
And don't think just because you saw, like, trucks and things like that, that it's not a fan film. It can be a fan film.
Big budget.
But I'm betting on more likely that it's probably some sort of promotion.
So the answer is
some
we
Marvel
don't
promotion.
Have any additional information.
Yeah.
But
unless they're filming something, like, additional for a DVD release, which I can't imagine them doing at this point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess anything is possible, but
right.
somehow that seems a bit off to me.
Right. But we'll wait and see. If something pops up or if we hear anything about such a thing, we will...
we'll say we had it first.
Yeah. She should have took pictures. That's the,
I was
the moral
say,
of the story is she should have took pictures.
Everybody got a cell phone? Shoot some picture, maybe some video.
That's it.
Send it in.
Send it in.
So there it is.
So thanks a lot for your call. Of course, you're always free. Everyone is free, of course, to call the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And leave a question or comment or something you'd like us to talk about. And you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, just like that guy from Canada.
Geek Stuff. DVD news.
DVDs.
Yes, I understand at least a few came out this week.
Sure.
This is dying medium, isn't it?
American Reunion. I actually really wanted to see this, and
yeah,
somehow
is.
I didn't even realize it come.
No,
come,
it came.
And went.
I realized that it came and went, but I also realized that it would be on cable.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It'd be on Netflix in a couple
so,
months. So
yeah. So,
Adventure Time. All right. I gotta admit something. You don't have to admit it because I'm pretty positive you don't already.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So Adventure Time. It's on Adult Swim, I believe, or
okay.
maybe Cartoon Network, and I don't watch it. I understand that this is blasphemy to some of you out there
okay.
in the geek community. I've never seen an episode.
Me either.
I understand that it's very good. I think it's like D&D gamey,
oh, yeah?
RPG-y sort
oh, cool.
of, but goofy, silly.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's very silly comedy.
Right.
I've never seen it.
Huh. Okay. What
Maybe
else?
I'll check out season one on DVD.
Man, that would be a way to get that out of the way.
Warehouse 13, season 3. Excellent show on Sci-Fi. That'll be back. Season 4 will be back soon, I think. It's starting up in a couple weeks.
But your beloved Fringe entering into its final season.
That is entering into its final season. The last 11 or 13 episodes start
yep.
In the fall. And then the other one I wanted to bring up, Outland on the Blu-ray.
Yeah, the old, it's like 81 or 82
yeah.
Sean Connery in space movie.
Yeah.
That movie's really fantastic, so... I can't. Actually, I'm really excited to get a hold of that on Blu-ray.
You know, speaking of Sean Connery and stuff like that, we talked about Highlander. Was that last week?
Yeah,
2 weeks
probably.
Ago? And someone said that you said that it was a Scottish guy playing a Spaniard
right.
or something. And someone said, well, he's technically, he's Egyptian.
That's correct.
He right. That is correct.
Uh-huh.
Although... It's like semantics, though, because the character's name is, what is it, Lopez or Ramon or some shit. It's some Spanish
Ramirez.
Name. Ramirez, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I mean, you're both right.
Whatever the nationality, the point of that discussion was that it just didn't matter.
Right.
It was such a shitty movie. It just didn't matter where anybody was from.
I think that was Neil from the Wombat comic strip, which name is eluding me right now.
Ramirez.
He's a fine chap, and his strip is a fine strip. But he's playing semantics.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Exactly. You don't know anybody.
I know people.
Sure.
I do.
Sure. You perched in your ivory tower.
Yeah, that's it. Right up there.
You don't talk to the little people.
That's it. They're all little people. I'm 6.5 feet tall.
True.
What, was there any other DVDs?
No, that was it, really.
Okay.
Geek stuff, comics,
comic
books, and graphic novels.
Yes. Let's roll right through them. From Dynamite, this is The Lone Ranger Snake of Iron number 1. So this is a miniseries.
Jesus Christmas, The Lone Ranger has as many books as The Green Hornet at this point.
There's two. Green Hornet has one. The Lone Ranger has more books than the Green Hornet.
I thought Green Hornet still had like four books
No. Only one is still
going. It's down to one?
It's only Green Hornet still.
Oh, I thought there was...
Oh, maybe Kato might still be running.
Yeah, I thought there was at least two or three. Eh. They all suck. Doesn't matter. Eh.
Hey, here's a book you'll want to jump into and read right now. Captain America number 14.
Now is the ideal time to jump in.
Yeah,
Before it ends.
So dumb. Ugh. And then actually, you know what? Ed Brubaker is an awesome writer, and I hope he stays on whatever the new Cap book is. I'm just going to always read Cap. I love Cap. I'm going to keep reading Cap.
Right.
So there's that.
You like torture. That's okay.
I do. Also from DC, or not also, but from DC, this is Batman and Robin number 11.
Fancy.
Yeah. And Batman is all juiced on the cover of this book. Uh-oh. So,
Juice Man.
No, look, he looks all electrical.
He's not going to be allowed into the Hall of Fame.
And the Red Hood is in this, and Robin. And this is, you know, Batman and Robin is a really, really good book. All the Batman books right now are really, I think, really kicking it.
All right.
I don't know how you feel about that. So.
Well, you know me. I'm not in love with Detective.
Not judgmental.
Not in love with Detective.
I don't know why. And at last, probably the best pick of the week is Batman number 11, the epic finale of the Court of the Owl storyline.
I cannot wait to read that.
Yep, and I can't wait to read it either because I'm flipping through right now and, oh, who's that?
It's a doozy, huh?
Oh, look at that. Oh, look, there's, oh, all sorts of stuff.
You know, real quick, since we didn't do a show last week, Dial H. Issue 3 came out last week. Yeah. Are you reading that?
No, I'm waiting for the trade because it's by China Mieville.
And it has been awesome.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I'm really enjoying that book. Well, very, very much so.
That's like a novel writer guy who just wants to write in every genre.
And good for him, and he should continue to do comics because it's been a good read.
Well, let's hope so.
All right.
But you never know. In trades,
yeah.
I have Star Trek Volume 2. Which is, now, why, you may ask.
And oh.
What?
I forgot a news story. I forgot two news stories. Oh, my God. We're gonna have to take a side trip backwards. We'll do it. That's
all right.
Okay.
We'll do it before we do product.
Yes.
Star Trek Volume 2. This is, so essentially what this is book is by IDW, and it's addressing the Star Trek universe, but it's addressing the original series episodes.
Right.
But as they would be... you know, in the new timeline.
Correct.
It's actually really interesting, and this is volume 2. I don't recall getting volume 1, which is starting to bug me a little bit.
I think we talked about it.
We might have. I've been looking forward to reading it, so I don't know why, if I did get it, why I wouldn't have read it already,
right.
But there's that. Then we have, this is something, OG, you might want to check out, from DC Vertigo. This is Neil Gaiman's Midnight Days, the Deluxe Edition.
Lovely.
Uh-huh, and this is a... collected here for the first time in single hardcover edition are six classic stories from award-winning writer Neil Gaiman's early years at DC Comics, ranging from playful to somber to strangely chilling. These eloquent tales showcase the depth and range that have become a hallmark of their acclaimed offer, as well as featuring work from some of comics' finest artistic talents, including Teddy Christensen, Dave McKean, who he always works with, Mike Mignola, Steve Bissett, John Totleben, Richard Piers, Rayner, and Sergio Argonés, and more.
Nice.
So this is a really, really awesome Neil Gaiman book that everybody should check out. A lot of freaky stuff in there from Neil's early days at DC.
Sweet.
So check that out. Midnight Days, it's called. Neil Gaiman's Midnight Days. And finally tonight in the trade section, Hellboy Volume 5. This... massive oversized book covers Darkness Calls and The Wild Hunt.
Nice.
Several great stories, I should say, in a beautifully big bound volume destined to be part of your library.
Did you see that Ron Perlman Hellboy Make-A-Wish Foundation thing?
Hellboy that 3 story? Without me?
No, there's a little kid that wanted to meet Hellboy. It was like his Make-A-Wish.
Oh, really?
And he got all donned up in the Hellboy, and it was really
and they hung
nice.
Out?
It was sweet. Yeah,
no,
it was cool.
Why wasn't that in the news?
Because I forgot about it. Check it out.
I can't believe it.
Well, look, it's in the news now. It's a great story. It was Make-A-Wish Foundation. It was all over the interwebs. I'll try to post a link to it.
That was awesome. And what did he comment about Hellboy 3?
No. No, that did not come up.
That's too bad.
Look, Guillermo del Toro, not going to worry about Hellboy 3. You know why? Because he's going to worry about Pacific Rim. Holy shit, Pacific Rim. We'll talk about that next
okay.
week. Okay. But the news, the Star Trek book is what
yes.
Brought... So, Carl Urban, right? Is
yeah.
that the dude's name? So I guess in an interview that he was doing for Dread,
right,
he leaked, or maybe didn't leak.
So we should say Carl Urban has been in a lot of stuff, including Lord of the Rings, right, and what you call it, the Chronicles of Riddick.
Right, right.
And what was that other one? Pathfinder?
Yes.
Like Indians versus Vikings.
Right, right, right.
The movie was awesome. And he most recently was, I think, the best character in the Star Trek remake.
He was awesome.
Nailed DeForest Kelly better than anyone else nailed the character, as far as I'm concerned.
Fair enough.
I mean, the voice, the mannerisms, everything. Sorry, go ahead.
Is there a Star Trek character? Something Mitchell?
Gary Mitchell.
Okay, so that he leaked, either by mistake or not, that is who the villain is.
Cumberbatch is?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
All right.
So Gary Mitchell is
Kirk's friend in the Academy?
Yes.
Okay.
Gary Mitchell is, right, Kirk's friend in the Academy. He was played by, in the original series, this was the second pilot episode.
Right, that much I
where
knew.
Where No Man Has Gone Before was the name of it. And Gary Mitchell was played by one of the astronauts from 2001, not Keir Dulea, the other Gary Lockwood, I think is the name, in the original one. OG will confirm. I believe it's Gary Lockwood. And so he's playing Gary Mitchell. That's a great story, by the way.
Well, it makes sense too, because if you remember some of those really early pictures of Spock, I think it was Spock choking him out.
Yeah.
It looked like he was wearing a Starfleet uniform.
Right.
So that would explain that.
Right. Well, if you've never seen that episode, the basic overview is something hits the ship.
Gary Lockwood. And the character goes wonky.
And he goes,
he gets superpowers.
Yeah, he gets like superpowers and stuff. And there's a girl also. The woman was Sally, in the original series, was Sally Kellerman.
Okay.
You may know her from Back to School. She was the teacher that Rodney Dangerfield was like hooking up with.
Okay.
Yeah, and they both got these superpowers, and Kirk had it, but it was his friend, but he didn't want to kill him, but he was taking over, and he was like all powerful and stuff. So that actually sounds like it could be really awesome.
All right, so let's move on from that.
Okay.
To Dredd. Holy shit, Dredd.
Judge Dredd.
Looks amazing.
I haven't seen
it. We haven't talked about it. We have been unintentionally skipping over it.
It's not fair because we have such a bad taste in our mouth from Stallone.
Well, okay, so a writer, a fan of the show who lives in England, was like, look, you guys got to throw me a bone here. You got to check out the trailer for Dredd. You've got to talk about Dredd. And I was like, all right, I'll check it out.
Okay.
It looks awesome. And it's hit this, the Matt, actually, it's the gentleman who got you the Jack Staff sketch.
Yes, yes.
You remember that? Okay. So he was like, look, American audience has to understand that this is so not the Stallone movie.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, I'll watch. It looks awesome.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually really excited for
it.
Cool.
And he never takes off the helmet.
Yes.
That's one of the big news things about it is he never removes the helmet.
But seriously, if you haven't seen the trailer, you absolutely need to scope out the trailer. Check out the new motion poster. That's like a new thing. It's like a digital poster. It's him backwards, and he turns around and like points. It's badass. It looks
awesome.
Really good.
Cool.
I'll post a link to the trailer as well. Absolutely, you have to check out Dredd.
Okay.
Maybe we'll watch the trailer next week, and we'll talk about it a little bit more.
Okay.
Or we'll do something with it. But I wanted to throw that out there. You absolutely have to check out Dredd. One more quick thing.
Okay.
Because I forgot this. I'm all over the place tonight. The Art of Luke Chu. This is my contribution to the book section of tonight's show.
Did Luke Chu send you that book?
Luke Chu did not send me this book.
Oh. I would like a copy of that book.
But I'm going to try to get this to Luke Chu to sign it, Luke, if you're listening, and I know that you are.
And Luke, if you're listening and OG says that you are, I sure would like a copy of this book because it is awesome.
It is awesome. It chronicles his work from 2003 to 2009. If you're not familiar with Luke Chu's work, shame on you. You should immediately become familiar with his work. I mean, and this is great if you don't own any of his work. I mean, it's like beautiful full color pictures of a lot of his paintings.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they really are. You absolutely need to check this out. I'll post a bunch of pictures. I'll post a bunch of pictures online in the gallery. Of course, if you're listening to the show on iTunes.
I can't wait to get my copy from Luke Chu and that I'll be able to read and enjoy it.
I, 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 don't know that that's going to happen. Maybe it will.
I believe it would happen.
But it is an awesome book. You need to check this out.
I'll trade
The Art of Luke Chu, Bearing the Unbearable is the title of the book.
I will trade Luke Chu a signed collectible limited edition trading card.
Oh, yeah. I think he's got a card in that series, too.
Does he?
I think so. I think he might be in this series. I think he might be in this series.
It's hard to
say. There might have been in series, too. I don't remember.
Oh.
But anyway. Okay, we can move on to...
Product.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
All right, I have one. You have two.
You go first.
OMFG continues.
Uh-huh. Those are those little figures.
Outlandish minifigure guys. This started out as a Kickstarter project
through
October Toys and Toy Break. And series one... It's like an unstoppable train. I think there have been like 11 colorways or something ridiculous of this series now. I have four of those colorways. I have the original flesh and the Kickstarter black. I have the glow in the dark, and I just ordered the Roto Fuji translucent blue.
Ooh, Roto Fuji translucent blue.
I missed all of the other ones, which I'm really pissed off. I didn't jump on them at the time. They sold out, and I can't get them.
Do you know anyone over at October Toys that can hook you up?
They don't actually have them. See, the way it worked was, as part of the original Kickstarter program, they solicited blogs, vendors, stores, etc. Look, for a contribution of, and I think it was $1,000, or maybe it wasn't, maybe it was less, you can get your own colorway. However many sets it was to sell.
Right.
So that's how you got those. You had to get them directly through those persons. And I didn't jump on it. So shame on me. So I don't know if you could still get.
Could have been a Big Kev the glow colorway.
There could have been if we had that kind of money. I don't know if you could still get the glow in the dark. Maybe at San Diego. Maybe through OctoberToys.com. You can still get the flesh colored ones though through Entertainment Earth. October Toys has them. A bunch of places has them. But. Series 2, the Kickstarter for Series 2 now, is up online, it's, like, I think the goal was $12,000, and they're just over $8,000 with a month to go, so
nice.
In all likelihood, it should be funded.
Well, let's put a link up in case anyone we know wants to be involved in that.
Absolutely, and some of the designs for Series 2 are amazing. All I'm saying, though, is shirtle. That's all I'm saying.
Shirtle?
Yeah. It's like a turtle stuffed in a little shirt. It's great.
Okay.
There are some awesome designs. You have to check it out. And of course, they're actually already taking submissions for Series 3.
Right.
So we'll put links to all that information over on the website.
A couple things to talk about that came out this week. From the Funko company, Funko.com, F-U-N-K-O.com.
Right.
This is the latest in their Star Wars vinyl bobblehead. As I said,
this is a bobble, right?
Yeah, this is the clone trooper bobblehead.
Right.
You know, it's kind of a super deformed figure, giant head that bobbles around. Also in this is actually 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 of the series.
Right.
Which means I must have another one of these at somewhere.
Likely.
17 is Luke Skywalker as an X-Wing pilot. 18 is Slave Leia, sure to be a popular one.
Right.
19 is a Tusken Raider.
Of course.
Really? Tusken Raider, not sand people? I don't know.
Come on.
Sand person?
They haven't been sand people in 20 years.
Really?
When did the re-releases come out? 90... That's when they haven't been sand people.
A Jawa, Clone Trooper, and Jabba the Hutt.
Nice.
Bobblehead.
I think I want the Jawa.
Really?
I'm having...
Are you having a Jawa thing like I got?
And it's dangerous because I'm already doing like Astromechs and I can't really afford to do Jawas.
Jawas are cheap though.
I know. And I just bought this awesome like Jawa print, a little Jawa
Like
graffiti cant.
Uh-huh.
It's dangerous.
I got the Jawa lawn gnome somewhere.
Oh, from Think Geek?
Yeah, somewhere in my collection.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So check that out. They're going to run you probably about $11 or so. What's that? It's upside down, sir.
Oh, is it upside down?
Droid Hustler. That's pretty funny.
I was like, I have to have that.
That's pretty funny. So check that out from your local retail outlets or go to Funko.com, find out where you can buy that.
Hustler, a Jawa print by Pocket Wookiee. Check out his Zazzle store.
There you go. Pocket Wookiee.
Yeah, that's his Twitter handle.
I need a Pocket Wookiee.
That's dirty.
From our friends at Eagle Moss Publications.
It's a vibration.
That's right. It must be a fortnight gone by, because every fortnight at your newsagent, you can pick up Eagle Moss's latest release in the DC Chess Collection.
Can I just say?
Yes.
That I'm gonna take a line from another from a broadcaster who I've listened to for years. Fuck you, pay me. Eagle Moss should be paying us, because like in the last 3 or 4 weeks, there's a handful of listeners who are like now, like feverishly running out trying to
Are they doing it every fortnight?
No, because now they're trying to catch
they're
up.
Behind.
They're trying to catch up. I think.
Oh, too bad.
Listener Blue Healer, I think just caught up last week. Like after going to like 12 stores in a
Blue
weekend.
Blue Healer is just, about to die.
Just caught up. Blue Healer does our Blizzard coverage for us.
Oh, nice.
Year. But Flick Dude is now out there seeking them out, and a couple other people are like,
I have to
desperately
say,
trying to get these things.
And you know what? And rightly so, because the moment you lay your eyes on one of them, you have to have them all.
Absolutely.
This is number 8
right
in the series. This is the Riddler.
Nice.
The Riddler is a black bishop, I believe.
Lovely.
And the usual awesome sculpting has occurred with this piece as well. You get the fabulous book that tells you about the character, also tells you about the chess piece, what it does, how to use it, and some other facts, figures, artwork, and other sorts of jazz that come with it.
I find it interesting that the artwork on the book is not the outfit they chose for the figure.
No, but you know what? They show him in a variety of outfits.
No, I know, inside. I know.
There's tons of art.
But I do love the figure. Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. That's one of my favorites, I think, out of all of them so far. I really like that one.
Well, you clearly didn't see what the next one was.
She looks pretty awesome, too.
Don't get ahead, sir. This is going to run you probably about $16.
All right.
I know in the end it's going to be an expensive chess set, but it's going to be so beautiful.
But it's going to be awesome.
Beautiful. In issue 9,
right,
which will be coming when, OG?
In a fortnight.
Correct.
14 days.
And that will be where?
In Merry Old England.
Yes. And where in Merry Old England?
Your local... Oh, no. Books... Newsstand.
Close.
News agent.
Damn. Very good. Every fortnight at your news agent. Yes, the next one in the line is Poison Ivy, and she looks banging.
She does look pretty awesome.
The figure looks awesome. She is a black pawn, so we're getting into the pawns on that side.
That's not right.
What? Why is it not right?
I'm just saying.
Because she's a pawn? Visit eaglemoss.com/DC-chess to learn more about these fine products.
Lovely.
And with that, OG, let's take our final break, and we'll be right back with the wrap-up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 254. Guess where we aren't.
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie.
Hey, gang, this is Bruce Campbell, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Ha ha!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck was that? It's the Evil Dead!
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 254. Guess where we aren't.
We're not at Superpower Collectibles.
We are not at Super, but we should be.
We should be.
And everybody should go over there.
Absolutely.
Right? Because don't forget, they have almost everything that you want. Comic books, statues, busts, figures. It's an awesome site. We know a lot of you guys are checking it out. Thanks for that feedback.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's well worth your time to go and pick something up, because, you know, there are coupons.
And what's the coupon this time around?
It's the same coupon.
So
you use coupon code Big Kev.
Big Kev.
You get a foot rub. No foot
glass
rub.
Glass of wine.
Glass of wine.
No, I believe, OG, on an order of $50 or more,
that's
you
right.
get $10 off.
That is correct.
And an order over $99.
Free shipping.
Free shipping. Also use the code Big Kev.
How could you go? No. Well, yes, but no.
Use it anyway.
Sure, why not? Just for shits and giggles. How could you go wrong?
How could you go
check
wrong?
Check out superpowercollectibles.com.
Absolutely. Superpowercollectibles.com. Hey, you're doing yourself a favor. You're doing the show a favor.
That's right.
You're doing the advertiser a favor. Just help them out.
That's
help everybody
what I'm
out, including yourself.
Correctamundo.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Marvel Now. And later.
Marvel Now, DC Earlier.
Wow, that should have been the title of the episode. Too little, too late.
Michael Fassbender. Can we switch it up at the end?
Maybe. Item 47, which is going to be the short on the Avengers Blu-ray disc.
Uh huh.
Michael Fassbender in the Assassin's Creed movie. Ron Hellboy dons the Hellboy makeup for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That wasn't in the news segment.
Well, it was in the later news, earlier news, sort of news. Carl Urban all over the news. Gary Mitchell in Star Trek 2, we think, maybe. And Dredd looks awesome.
That's Benedict Cumberbatch's character, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Awesome. You need to check out Dredd. Was there anything else in the news?
Nope.
I feel like we missed something again.
Nope.
All right, DVDs. Adventure Outland. Time. Outland. Warehouse 13. Mm-hmm. And
nothing.
American Reunion.
There you go. That was the other one.
Comic books.
Yes, we talked about Batman number 11.
Yes.
Batman and Robin number 11.
Yes.
Captain America number 14.
Awesome.
Keep an eye on that one. That one's going places.
Woo!
Away. The Lone Ranger Snake of Iron number 1. We also talked about in trade Star Trek Volume 2.
That's right.
Which I wonder if that's the story in here. No. And Neil Gaiman's Midnight Days, the deluxe edition, some early stuff from Neil Gaiman traded in an oversized trade.
Awesome.
All kinds of artists. And Hellboy Volume 5, Darkness Calls the Wild Hunt, which is collecting in an oversized volume all your favorite Hellboy stories.
And of course, we also talked about The Art of Luke Chu, Bearing the Unbearable.
Yes, Kim.
You all need to grab this. You need to familiarize yourself with Luke's work.
I cannot wait
to get your
my
copy.
Personally autographed copy from Luke Chu.
Amazon.com.
I don't believe they're selling personally autographed copies at Amazon.com, OG. I guess mine will just have to come directly from Luke Chu.
You know, I'm not saying that he's doing that for me.
Maybe
he will.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Luke Chu does it.
You're putting him on the spot.
I'm not putting anybody in the spot. I'm just saying I think it will happen.
I'm saying that's not right.
If, for some reason,
right,
you know, he's not able to do that, I'm sure he'll let us know, and in some way, some small way,
you're terrible,
he will make it up to me.
You're terrible.
That's all I'm saying. Product.
I hope he draws on a napkin The Art of Luke Chu.
That would not be appropriate.
And then send it to
that
you.
Would not be
I
appropriate.
I would laugh maniacally. Luke, were he to do such
if you're
a
listening,
thing.
Luke, that is not an appropriate solution that to
is,
this problem.
That is the best response out there. Fine,
never.
Not a napkin. Maybe a backing board.
No, also not a solution. Not a solution. Product.
Yes.
What did you talk about?
I talked about OMFG, the glow-in-the-dark series, the Roto Fuji Translucent Blue, and of course, the Series 2 Kickstarter, which is going on now. Please support that. Let's get these made. It is an awesome community-based series.
Get a link up on the website.
I will, in fact, do that.
We also talked about Funko.com, F-U-N-K-O, their latest in their Star Wars bobblehead, super deformed bobbleheads, a clone trooper joins the ranks. And we also talked about Eagle Moss. And their latest in the DC chess collection, The Riddler, eaglemoss.com/DC-chess. And that was everything.
And some of you also have been asking about San Diego. I know a couple of you asked if we were going to talk about it this week. Next week will be a San Diego Comic-Con heavy episode because we'll talk about all the stuff we didn't see but heard about. And for some of you who have been asking about exclusives and what we're interested in, stuff like that, we'll talk about that next week, too. I would make one recommendation. Go over to a website, Awesome Toy Blog. He's got a really extensive list of all the exclusives that are coming out. He's a friend of the show, too. He's a swell chap, that Matt that runs that site. So go check out his list of exclusives. It is pretty comprehensive. Of course, don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes. Of course, we have the Super Game Stuff going on.
I'm just letting you know I farted.
Thanks.
And this is a closed room. And I'm just letting
studio.
You know when it happens,
right?
When it gets there,
right?
You're gonna want to not be there.
I'm gonna rush through the rest.
I'm just letting you know I had a very strange lunch, and I'm just saying it could be unpleasant.
So BigKevsGeekStuff.com, at GeekStuffOG on Twitter, at BKGeekStuff on Twitter. Of course, the GVM line
425-920-6050. What are you waving those papers around for, OG?
Try to keep your pungent odor on your half of the studio. I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to make myself like the Robin. I'm going to put myself in a booth. Anyway, let's be all alone. You should be all alone with that vile poison that you
just
emitted.
I don't smell anything.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't. Big Kev Gasses Stuff. That's the name of, this episode.
And you wonder what happened to the producer.
Yeah, that's the secret. It's out, folks. They haven't been quitting. They've just been dying off.
Gassed. Gassed in this chamber.
Terrible.
Is that everything?
That's all of it.
OG, I will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff nice and slowly, without rushing, without...
Good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on.